It's the Prophet Dig Radio Show.
Action. All right. Hey, guys. Chris Work and Jeff Spencer at Prophet Dig here.
Hello.
Jeff, we were talking earlier. You were telling us a story about one time on a job site and had some issues, a bit of inexperience. And yeah. I thought, gosh, this is such a great story and a lesson for anyone in the business. I thought we should share. And it's basically why it's so important for any estimator or project manager to have adequate field experience.
Yeah. And we've talked about it in the past, you know, in other videos and stuff, but I think it's a good rule of thumb, you know, all estimators, project managers, and even engineers, you know, should have a minimum of 4 or 5 years hands-on experience in the field, you know, actually doing work. The particular project you're talking about, we were working in Nashville and we were working on a hotel project, and there was a sewer manhole that we were supposed to tie into. During the bidding process, everybody bid the job to tie in this manhole. Well, when you get on site and actually see the manhole in relation to the structure, this was an existing structure that was being reworked. The manhole was probably 7-8 feet off of the building wall.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and there was a partial basement under this building, but it was, the foundation itself was only about 10 feet deep. This particular manhole was a little over 17 feet deep. We had to tie in invert elevation. So we had to dig a hole, you know, roughly, had to have roughly 4 or 5 feet around the manhole to be able to have access to do our work. And it being as close to the building as it was, there was no way that we could, you know, excavate that manhole without jeopardizing the structure of the building. And the project manager on this particular site and the engineer, we had meetings on site, and they were just couldn't understand why it was a structural issue. You know, it worked on paper.
Right.
So if it worked on paper, it should work in the field. And I had to go in and redesign the sewer and show them how it would work by tying into a different location. Of course, I got some controversy and conflict back because it was going to be a change order. It was going to be a little more cost, mm-hmm. but nothing as severe as the cost would have been to try to drive pylons that close to a building and try to secure the banks and stop anything, any kind of cave-in or structural damage. And, it was just going to be a nightmare.
OSHA probably likes that too.
Yeah, they probably wouldn't. But it was an ordeal. It took a few weeks to get it worked out and ironed out, but the engineers of record that was on the project, the engineer that was doing it, went back and talked to the I guess his boss or whoever might have been over him,
mm-hmm.
and he agreed with my concerns and liked the design I had proposed.
Right. So you were able to move forward.
We were able to move forward. He incorporated design into his documents and put out a ASI, and we got it changed and was able to do it in a safe and timely manner. And but it wasn't by no means a way for us to generate more money or change order. It was just trying to avoid something that could be detrimental to the job site and people or the structure of the building itself.
Yeah, absolutely.
But just because someone has a title doesn't necessarily mean they have the experience needed to be in that position.
Yeah. So guys, get out in the field and spend your time there and actually figure out how all this works before we start putting pencil to paper. All right, Jeff.
All right, man.
Good as always.
Thanks, Chris.
See ya.
See you guys.